Today's Amud is Yevamos Ayin Zayin Amud Aleph. We're holding on Ayin Vav Amud Beis by the Gemara in the middle of the Amud. So the Mishnah had mentioned that an Amayni and Mayavi are Asurim v'Isur and Isur Aylam. That no one, a ger who comes from Amud Umayav, is never allowed to marry into the Kahal Hashem. But the Mishnah said that there's a caveat, it's only by the Zecharim, it's only by the males. Avanikavaisehem Utareis Miyad, but the females, Amaynis, Amayavis, is mutter right away to marry into the Kahal Hashem. So it says the Gemara Minan Emili, what's the Makar that this Isser only applies to men? The Torah says, L'yavi Amayni Mayavi B'Kahal Hashem. So how do we know that it's only by men and that's not by women? So says the Gemara, and this is really going to take us on a pretty long stretch of Agadita, famous story about David HaMelech. Says the Gemara, Amr Rabbi Yechanan da Amakra, to the Pasuk says, it says, Ukraish Shaul as David Yaitzi Likras HaPlishti. It says, when Shaul HaMelech saw David going to greet the Plishti in war, so Shaul said al Avner, he said to Avner, Sarat Sava, he said to Avner, the chief of the military, so to speak, Ben Mize Hanar Avner. He said to him, Avner, who's this person? Who's this David? Vayomer Avner, and Avner said to Shaul, Chai nafshecha hamelech im yadati. Basically, I swear to you, I have no idea. I don't know who this person is. Now the Gemara is bothered. V'lo yada. Is that really true? Shaul didn't know who David HaMelech was? Vaksiv, the Pasuk says, V'yaveu ma'ay v'yilu naisekelim, that David HaMelech spent a lot of time by Shaul. He loved him very much. He used to assist him. He was his naisekelim. So how could it be that Shaul didn't know who David HaMelech was? Ella says the Gemara, when he was asking who's David, he wasn't asking who's David. Ella avua kamashel. He was asking who's his father, which is really madrig from the Pasuk. It says that he asked Avner, ben mizehanar. Who's this nar? Who's he a son of? Now, loosely translated, it can mean like, who is he? Which is what the Gemara originally thought. The Gemara says, no, of course, Shaul knew who David was. Rather, he was asking, like the Pasuk literally says, ben mizehanar. Who's his father? But ask the Gemara, v'aviv lo yadale. He didn't know his father, Yishai. Yishai was very famous. V'aksiv, the Pasuk says, v'aish b'mei Shaul zakin baba anashim. It says that the man, referring to Yishai, he b'mei, who was during the times of Shaul, was a zakin baba anashim. V'amar Rav, v'tem Rav Abba. Rav says, and some say Rav Abba say, that what's this Pasuk referring to? Is that Yishai? It's referring to Yishai Avi David, shenichnas b'chlusa, v'yatza b'chlusa. It's referring to Yishai, the father of David HaMelech, that wherever he went, he had an entourage of 600,000 people. So he was very famous. So how could it be that Shaul didn't know who Yishai was, who David was the father, who David was the son of? So says the Gemara, rather than hachikamer. Hachikamer Shaul. This is what Shaul was saying to Avner. He was saying, I know he comes from Yishai, and I know that Yishai comes from Shevet Yehuda. But there's two different tracks, so to speak, within Shevet Yehuda that Yishai and who then David might be coming from. Yehuda had two sons, Imi Peretz Asi, Imi Zerach Asi. Does he come from the Peretz lane or does he come from the Zerach lane? So yeah, what's the nafkamina? Why did he? What was his chakira? Imi Peretz Asi. If he's coming from Peretz, so then Malkahavi. So then that's a siman that he's going to be a king. That this David is going to be a king. And the makar for that is because the Lashon of Peretz could be understood as a remez to Shahamelech Peretz Laseitz Derech Vein Memachim Biyadei. To the halacha that a king is allowed to go through someone else's property in order to give himself a shortcut and no one could, has the rights to be Meicha. So this Lashon of Peretz is a Lashon of a king, that a king of Melech is Peretz. Or Imi Zerachasi, or does he come from the Zerach line, and Chashiva Ba'al Mahavi, and he's going to be Chashiv, but he's not necessarily going to be the Melech. Now, my taima, what caused the Shaul to start wondering this? Meaning, what did he see in David HaMelech that made him start thinking that, oh, maybe he's going to be the king? Says the Gemara, or really, my taima, Amar Le Shaul Alei, why was Shaul starting to question this? What did he see? Says the Gemara Dechsiv, because the Pasuk says that Beyal Be Shaul as David Madav. It says that Shaul got David dressed, and we dash from the word Madav that Kimi Dasai, that he put on David, some of Shaul put on David some of his own clothing, and it fit David HaMelech perfectly. Now that was a big chiddush, because Uksiv Be Shaul, it says about Shaul that Mishech Mayumala Gavaya Mikolam, that Shaul HaMelech was taller than anyone else. So how was this clothes fitting David? It was a nace. It was a big nace. So we started to question that maybe this man is going to be king. So Amar Le Doeg, who was there at the time, when Shaul and Avner are trying to figure out where David HaMelech comes from, Pered Zerach, Doeg is over there, and Doeg says to them, he says to Shaul, Amar Le Doeg HaDoimi, Acha Tamashal of him Hagun Hu Lamalchus, you're starting to question whether he's Hagun to be the, whether he's proper for him to be the king in Lav, or maybe not. Really, you should be asking a much more fundamental question. Sha'al Lav Roy Lav B'Kahal Im Lav, you should be asking if he's even a Yisrael Kasher. He might be a Yisrael Pasul. He might not even be Roy to marry into the Kahal Hashem. My time, what would be the reason to doubt David HaMelech's Cheskas Kashrus? The Ka'asi Mi Rus HaMayaviyah. His grandmother was Rus, who comes from Mayav. And the Torah says, Lo Yavay Amayni Mayavi B'Kahal Hashem. And he comes from Mayav. His grandmother is Rus. So Amar Le Avner. Avner said, but wait a second, Tanina, we learned in the Braisa, that it's only an Isser for an Amayni Mayavi to convert and marry into the Kal Hashem, but for the females, Amaynis, Mayavis, it's Mutter. So Rus was really fine, says the Gemara, but Daig said back, Elameata, Mamzer Vle Mamzeres, if you're going to say those types of drushas, Amayni Vle Amaynis, Mayavi Vle Mayavis, so then you should also say a drusha that there's an Isser for a Mamzer to be loved by Kal Hashem, that the Isser is only for a man who's a Mamzer. Mamzer v'lei mamzeres, to which he says back that no, mamzer ksev, the Torah calls a mamzer, the word mamzer means mumzar, that he's like an outsider, and that's something that there's no difference between a male or a female. So that's how we know to darshan that the Isser of Mamzer, Liyavi Mamzer, Bekal Hashem, applies even to the females. But Dayi continued. But Mitzri, Vlei Mitzris, you should make a drasha that there's only an Isser for a Mitzri ger to marry into the Kal Hashem until the third generation. But a Mitzris is Mutter right away, because it says Mitzri, Vlei Mitzris. Why don't you make such a drasha? Says the Gemara, Shani Hacha, rather over here, by Amin and Mayav, it's different. The reason why we say that it's not an Mayavis and not an Aminis is not just because the Torah writes it, Belashan Zachar. Rather, Hacha, the Mefarish Taim of the Krah. Here it's because we're using the time of the Krah, because the Torah tells us the time of the Krah. The Torah tells us why an Amayni and a Mayavi who converts is not allowed to marry into the Kal Hashem. The Torah says that why can't they marry into the Kal Hashem? Al Asher Le Kidmu Eschem Belechem Uvamayim. When Klaisa was walking in the Midbar these weeks, this parsha, it says when they were walking in the Midbar, so other people went out to assist them, and Amun Umayav wasn't willing to give them bread and water. So since Amun Umayav wasn't willing to give them bread and water, they didn't have a Karas Atayv, so then such a person is not right to marry into the Kal Hashem. Someone who doesn't have a Karas Atayv is not called a Yehudi. A Yehudi is a Milashan Haida. He can't marry into the Kal Hashem. But now that Isser only makes sense to apply to the males. Why? Because Darko Shal Ish Lekadim, Vlei Darko Shal Ish Lekadim. Who's at fault? When the Torah says that an Amun and Mayav can't convert and marry into the Kal Hashem, why? Because they didn't give us bread and water. Who's the Torah really blaming? Is it blaming the women? No. Whose Derech is it to go out and serve bread and water? It's the men. The women, it wouldn't be Sneas, it wouldn't be the women's job to go out, so it would only be the men's job. So you see that the whole Yisayt of the Isser is only something that applies to men. And even though we don't typically darshan time of the Krah, maybe over here it's where it's more explicit, so we could darshan time of the Krah, and therefore that's why we say that the Isser is only on men from Amun Umayav, but not in Amunis Voya Mayavis. To which Daik said back, but Hayolem Lekadim Anashim Mekreis Anashim V'Nashim Mekreis Nashim. What do you mean? They're still at fault because the men should have went out to serve the men, and the women should have went out to serve the Jewish women. So it's not a lack of tznias. So Ishtik, on that already, Shaul, Avner, they were quiet, and they didn't have anything to say back, and Doeg seemed to be winning this fight, that really the Isser of Amayni Mayavi applies even to the women. Even the women are at fault. Even the women should have went out to greet the other women and to give them bread and water, and therefore the Isser applies even to women, in which case Rus HaMayaviyah is apostle, and David, her grandson, is also apostle. Miyad immediately, V'yayimer HaMelech Sha'al Ata Ben Mizeh HaElem. It says that Shaul says to Avner that you should go and find out who is the father of this Alem, referring to David HaMelech. So Hasam Kari Le Nar Hach Kari Le Alem. Before earlier in the pasuk, Shaul called him a Nar. Over here, he calls him an Alem. Why? Says the Gemara that Hachi Ka'amer, that this is what Shaul was saying, that Hachi Ka'amer Le, Shaul was telling Avner that Halacha Nis Alma Mimcha, that he was using this Lashon of Alem to be meramis to him that you clearly forgot this Halacha. Say you Sha'al a Beis HaMedrash. Go and find out in the Beis HaMedrash what's the Halacha of a female convert from Amun Umayav. So Sha'al, he went to the Beis Medrash, he asked them, and Amrule, they all said to him, Amayni v'le amaynis, mayavi v'le mayaves. What do you mean? The halacha is that the iser of an amayn and mayavi is only by the men and not by the women. Ikshiluhu Da'ik on Yikushasa. Da'ik wasn't going to let them get away with this. Da'ik was right there. He asked the Talmidim in the Beis Medrash all these different questions that he just asked that the Gemara recorded. And in Shtiku, he was able to stump them as well. Nobody had a good teretz. Nobody had a good teretz. And therefore, he seemed to have been right that the Isra applies even to women. So they were about to make an announcement that David HaMelech is apostle. They were about to make such an announcement. Crazy thing. They were about to announce that David HaMelech is apostle. Da'ig won the fight. The Isra of Amin and Mayav applies even to the women. And therefore, David's apostle, they were about to make such an announcement, until miyad immediately, va'amasa benish, ushmo yisra, yisraeli, asher bal avigayel bas nachash, there was a man who came, and his name was Amasa, the son of Ish, his name was also, he was also known as Yisra ha-Yisraeli. So this Amasa, also known as Yisra ha-Yisraeli, came, uksiv, and the pasuk says, yesar yishmeli, it also calls Yisra Hayishmaeli. So the previous pasuk called him Hayisraeli, and this other pasuk calls him Yishmaeli. What's the pshat? Amar Rava. Rava explained that Malamid is coming to teach us that why is he called Yishmaeli? He was a Yisraeli. So why is he called Yishmaeli? Because when all this happened, when they were about to make this achraza about David HaMelech, so Shechagar Charbek Yishmal, Amasa went. And he drew out his sword, mamish like a Yishmaeli. Va'amar, and he said, that kol mi she'ini she'meya halacha zu, yidakir b'cherev. That anybody who doesn't listen to the halacha that I'm about to say, I'm gonna stab him with my sword. Kach mikublani mi bezdinai shal Shmuel HaRamasi. He says, I have a Messiah that comes from the bezdin of Shmuel HaRamasi, who was still alive at the time. He says, I have such a Kabbalah, and it's the halacha l'moish mesinai, that amayni v'amaynis, mayavi v'amayavis. You might have all your kashas, that you apply to women, it shouldn't apply to women. L'maisa, it's a halach l'moish mesinai, that the iser of amayni mayavi only applies to the men. It doesn't apply to the women. That's a mesaira, so there's no makam to ask questions. Once it's something that's mesaira, so then there's no makam to ask questions. If we're battling in svara, so then you can handle svaras. But if it's not a svara, if it's just that's the mesaira, so then there's no makam to ask kashas. And that's what Amasa went ahead and did. Now ask the Gemara, and like that, David HaMelech was saved. Now ask the Gemara. Could Amasa really be believed after the fact when they already made a hachra that David HaMelech's apostle, and now comes Amasa and he says, no, I have a Messiah, not like that. Is he believed? V'amar Rabbi Abba, Amar Rav, Rabbi Abba said in the name of Rav, that called Talmud Chacham Shemayra Halacha Uba, that any Talmud Chacham who says a halacha and he says over a chiddush, so im kaida ma'isa amra shaymin loy. So if he said over the halacha before a situation came up, meaning if Amasa would have came and said that I have a Messiah like this, and then sometime later David HaMelech comes and they have this whole fight about whether or not he's a kasher or a puzzle. So then shaymin loy. So then we listen to the chiddush. However, v'imlav, if it's only after the fact, after they have this whole story, then someone comes and says, the chiddush ain't shaymin loy. We don't believe him. Some say it's not Alts belief, but the Maisa will see in the Hemshach of the Gemara, it sounds like it's Alts Nemanis. That we don't believe such a chiddush. We don't believe such a chiddush when it comes after the fact. So how are they able to believe Amasa? Says the Gemara, Shani Hacha over here was different. Because what did Amasa say at the end of the day? He just said that I have a Messiah from Shmuel u'Beisdino. And it's halacha l'moish mesinai, but I heard it from Shmuel Beis Dinai. I mean, Shmuel Beis Dinai had said it over previously, before the Maisa. And Shmuel Beis Dinai were around at the time. So it's a milsa d'avida l'gluye, Rashi says. There's no makim to suspect him of lying when they could just go ahead and asked the Bezdin of Shmuel, and therefore he had Nemanus to say that this is the Messiah, it's Amayne v'Amaynes, Mayavi v'Mayaves. Now, Mikomakim Kasha, L'maisa, we want to understand what's the Pshat. I mean, even though we're not gonna slug up the Halacha just because we have Kashas, it's a Messiah, but what's the Tak of the Pshat? Why doesn't this Isra apply to women? Why doesn't it apply to women? That's the Messiah, it's Amayne v'Mayaves, Amayne v'Amaynes, Mayavi v'Mayaves. But why is that true? If the Isra is because they didn't come out to greet us and give us bread and water, isn't that a taina on the women as well? Says the Gemara that Hacha Targumai, over here in Bavel, they explained with the pasuk called Kvuda Bas Melech Penima. That it notes the way of a woman to stay inside, and even though it's true, the women could have went out technically to serve the other women, There's still a Maila in called Kvud Bas Melech Panima, which is a Chiddush, because they were talking about the Mayavi women, the Amaini women, Mestama, they weren't the most Ksherim, and in Afalpikin, we say you can't have a Taina on them that they didn't come out to serve bread and water, even though they were going out probably to all other interesting places, but the fact that they didn't come out to serve bread and water, you can't have a Taina on them, because there is such a Maila of called Kvud Bas Melech Panima. And Bemarava Amri and Eretz Yisrael, they said seemingly the same type of answer, really, but just they came from a different pasuk, not the pasuk of David HaMelech called Kvud Bas Melech Panima, but rather a pasuk in the Torah that Amar Bemarava Amri Vitem Rav Yitzchak Amar that Amar Kra that Vayomru Elav Aye Sara Ishtecha, that when the Malachim came to Avram Avinu, so they said to him, "Where is Sarah, your wife? Why didn't she come out?" And Avram says, "She's in the aisle. You see, Sarah Imenu didn't come out of the tent, so you see that there's this Maila and Snias that the women stay inside, and therefore there is no Taina on the women from Amanu Mayav, that they didn't come out to serve bread and water, and that's why the Isser only applies to the men and not to the women." So it comes out, the Gemara really mentioned two different ways of darshaning this halacha, that the Isser is only Amayni Vle Amaynis, Mayav Mayavis. One is from the words of the Pasuk, to make a diak ki'ilu, Amayni Vle Amaynis, Mayav Vle Mayavis. And the other is to go with the time of the crowd, that there's no taina on the women. So says the Gemara, the Ketanai, and we find these two makairis are mentioned in the Tanaim. The Braisa says, Amayni Vle Amaynis, Mayav Vle Mayavis, Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda said that that's the makar. Maybe an asmachta, but that's the makar. Rabbi Shimon Aimer, Rabbi Shimon who dies in the time of the Krah, the Shitasa, Rabbi Shimon says, Al Devara, Shalai Kadmu Eschem, Belechem, Vemayim, Darko Shalish, Lekadem, Vechulu, he said it out to the time of the Krah, that it's only the men that are to blame for not going out to serve the bread and the water, and not the women, which is why a woman from Amanu Mayav is allowed to convert and marry right away into the Kalashem. Now, Darish Rava, what's mentioning, different agada about the ma'aseh with David. So the Gemara continues that Darash Rava darshan, Ma'idich Sivas, the meaning of the pasuk, Pitachta le'ma'aseh, right? That David HaMelech says in Tehillim, he says to Hashem, you opened up my straps. Amar David l'fnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribbono shel Olam, Shnei ma'aseh shahayu alai pitachtam. That there were two straps, two things that were bonding, that were bounding me down, and you loosened them, you got rid of them, you opened them up. What were the two straps? It was Rus HaMayaviyah, It was Rus HaMayaviyah, David HaMelech's great grandmother, and that was causing him trouble, like we saw with Doeg. But Hashem was Pitachta L'Maiserai, and also Nama HaAmoines, who was Shlomo Melech's wife, was Nama, even though she was an Amoines, and by them also there was some questions, but no, it's Amoini by Amoines, and therefore there was no problems. Darash Rava Darshan, my dechsev was the meaning of the pasuk. David HaMelech says that Rabbi Sasisa Ata Hashem Elokai Nifleisecha Machshveisecha Eilenu. He says that Hashem, you're so wonderful to us. David HaMelech is one person. He should say, you're so wonderful to me, that you're always thinking about me. What's it mean that when he says, Eilenu? It says the Gemara Melami Chaya Rechavam Yoshe Becheka Shel David. When David HaMelech said this song, so he had his grandson Rechavam, who was the son of Shlomo Melech, he had Rechavam on his lap. And Amar Loi, and David HaMelech, he was saying to Rechavam, that Alai Va'alecha Nemru Shnei Mikra'is Halalu, that Hashem saved both of us, it's on both of us that we have these two psukim, Amayni V'Amaynes, Mayavi V'Mayavis, Amamish two psukim, but two parts of the pasuk, and it's about us, that we were both thankful to Hashem, that Hashem, it was there for us. That's why he said, Eleinu, and not Eli. Darash Rava, Ma'idachsev, what's the meaning of the pasuk? Marti hine basi, says the Gemara, b'migil ha-seif for kasav alai, says the Gemara that Amar David ani amarti ata basi. I thought that, okay, this is a new thing, a new plan. Hashem decided he wants to make me the melech. It's ata basi. Now Hashem decided he sees who I am. He wants me to be the melech. V'loyadati, I didn't realize that. No. This is not a new thing. So b'migil ha-seif for kasav alai, that it was already in the original plans. It's in the Torah already, you could find that Hashem had his interest in me becoming the melech. Hasam k'siv, it says by light, hanin tzais. It says about the benais light. It says azamarti. It says about the pasuk says kumaya shachar Allah via itzu hamalachim belight lemer kum kachas ishtacha v'shtei benaisecha hanin tzais. It says this lashon of nim tzais. It says that but when the malachim are saving Lot and his family, so they said to him to take your wife, which end up dying. And also your two daughters, Hanim Tzais, use this lashon, the Malachim use this lashon of Hanim Tzais. And Hachak Sev, and also over here by David, the Pasuk says, Matsasi David Avdi, Meshamim Kachi Meshachtiv. So you see that he was being Meramis, that this Nim Tzais, the two daughters, the daughters of light, those were being saved from Sedaim always because Hashem always had his mind on me. This was always the plan from the beginning. It was the plan from the beginning. That's why Hashem saved Light's two daughters, and it's from them that we ultimately have Amon and Mayav. We'll end here, but just to say an incredible story. It's printed in the Hakdama to Igros Maish and Chilek Ches. It says that Ramesh used to say this story often. Ramesh, when he was in Russia, so there was a person who was suffering from a very strange disease where his tongue was just getting bigger and bigger, and they had no explanation for it. So they summoned Ramesh to the man. It was a Jewish man, and Ramesh went to the man, and the man said to Ramesh, "I'm going to tell you why this is happening. I'm going to tell you what happened. What happened was is last week." Leil Shabbos was Parshas Vayera, and it was a story of Sedaim, of the Benos Light, and the man said over to Ramesha that I was making fun of the Benos Light, that they're mamish disgusting people. Now what happened? That what happened was they tricked Light into being together with them, and they had children from Light. And what did they name them? So one of them named her child Amon, and the other one named her child Mayav. Where did they get these names from? Amon means like I'm me, and Mayav means from Mayav, from my father. So they publicized the fact that they didn't have Era. Amon and Mayav, the two daughters of Leah, were publicizing the fact that they slept with their father and that they had a child. It was a crazy thing that someone would publicize such a thing. One thing to do that Avera, another thing to start publicizing it. How disgusting could these people be? That's what the man said over in his Friday night drasha. He said over to Ramesha that that night he had a dream. And there were two old women that came to him in a dream. And they revealed to him that they were the B'nai's Light. And they explained to him that the reason why they named their children, publicizing the fact that they did this Avera, it was very difficult for them. It's not something that was easy for them. But they did it L'Shem Shamayim. They named their kids like that. They said over that there was no other, what they imagined was that there was no other people around in the earth. That's why they were with their father. So they could have started, they said to this man that we could have had children and we could have made a whole story how there's no father. The father is Hashem. Like the Christians ended up doing. That there's no father and we became pregnant from Hashem. And like that, we could have started a whole new religion. But instead, we wanted to make known that when there's a mother, there's a father. There's no such thing as a child without a father. And therefore, we wanted to publicize the fact that no, even though there was no one else around, this child is from our father. It's not from someone else. There is no such thing as a child without a father. And we were doing it completely l'shem shamayim. The man said that his punishment was that his tongue was exploding. And Ramesha Kachava, the man died, I believe it was that day or the next day, and Ramesha said over the story. So when you're talking about Amon Umayyav, the Benos Light, it's an important thing to keep in mind, an important story that even though it seems incredible, like in a negative way, that they named their children such names, really they were acting L'Shem Shamayim to publicize that there's no such thing as a child without a father.